This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice here. Now, of course, you will have seen the news, no doubt, of the referendum that happened in Ireland over the weekend, which fantastic result there. And right across the world, we are having marriage equality happening right around, and New Zealand being the nearest one, of course. And I was just having a look in New Zealand. About 61% of same-sex couples who got married came from Australia to get married there. And, of course, the referendum in Ireland has led to a very quick response here in Australia, and with the Australian Labor Party announcing they're going to introduce a marriage equality bill next week. The Greens are also saying the same thing. And Tony Abbott just this evening has advised that he is... Well, he's hinting that same-sex marriage should be brought before Parliament through a cross-party bill. The media is saying it's a major shift in his language on reform. So we'll see what happens there. They do think now that they have the numbers in the lower house after Anna Burke this evening from Labor announced, declared her support, and also the Palmer United Party's Senator Wang has also announced his support, and Ricky Muir is expected to announce his support next weekend. So it is all happening, and so we thought we'd get a couple of men in here who have decided to travel around the world, the other side of the world, and tie the knot. David and Mark, good evening, and welcome to Hide and Seek.
Good evening,
Andrew.
So, guys... Can we go back in time a little bit? Because we were just chatting. So you guys have been together since 1986.
That's right, yeah.
How did you meet?
We met, we were both working at Crawford Productions.
Okay.
Which is a TV.
TV studios, yep.
Studio. Back in 86, I was working in production control at the time. And David was in the music department working as a music editor. And I started spending a lot of time down in the music room.
Well, it was David's. The tea and coffee room as well, so, you know, there were other reasons, obviously.
So, yeah, we got together then.
Wow. Yeah. And so back in the mid-80s then, so, and did you, were you out and about around the town? How was the scene back then?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all, no.
Well, there was the scene, but we weren't out. We weren't really out at Crawford's, only to close friends at Crawford's.
Okay. And yeah. So, you know, almost 29 years ago, so your relationship formed, you met at work, but and how quickly did you, you know, David, sort of move in together and things like that?
We had both had separate houses, and we obviously were spending a lot of time at each other's houses.
Yep.
And it was probably, I don't know, 6 months or so before Mark decided, well, it was just easier to move into my place. So, yeah.
Yeah. We actually, David asked me around for dinner one night, and that went well. And we started seeing a lot more of each other from that time on.
Yeah.
And then we started going to each other's family dinners.
Yep.
And functions, and I was being introduced as David's friend, Mark.
Yes.
And our family sort of accepted us back in then, and I think they were realising that David's friend Mark might have been a special friend, but nothing was actually
special in inverted commas, obviously.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so families back then, did you end up coming out to them at any point? Or
yes, actually, my mum came out to me. She asked me. She had no issue with it at all. It was yep.
She knew.
She knew.
Yeah. Yep. Mums do that, don't they?
Yep. Yeah. And my mum just kept introducing us as, this is David and Mark. And it was only in the last few years of her life she started introducing us as, this is David, Mark, and his partner, David.
Fantastic.
Which was great for her to sort of get across that boundary, because it was not something that we never actually spoke about, but it was an understanding between us.
So you know, over 25 years of being together, rough times, I'm presuming, you know, normal ups and downs of any relationship, you think?
Of course there are ups and downs, but I think we were close enough to want to be able to work. I mean, it's been a monogamous relationship as well, so it's obviously that's been a lot of work involved in making the relationship last. But yeah, I think it was important to both of us.
Yeah. So, and the good times outweigh the bad times. And during a lot of those years, we were both working flat out in the film industry, so we were both working crazy hours as well. So, like, our lives were different. I worked as a location manager, so I was working at the early time of the day. So I'd get up, say, at 3 or 4 in the morning, go to set, and not get back till 7 at night. Whereas David was working as a music composer, so working late into the night. So, you know, we were sort of like ships in the night, just passing.
And so, more recently, as marriage equality has started to sweep the world, how were the discussions between you, as you know, as country after country started to adopt marriage equality?
Yeah, we kept getting asked by friends and different people, when are we going to get married? And I kept saying, David hasn't asked me yet. Because they all expected that I'd ask David.
No, and it was actually interesting too, because my brother's second marriage, they were actually waiting. They wanted to do a joint marriage with us, but it still obviously wasn't legal and they couldn't wait. So they got married a couple of years ago, and so we sort of missed the boat there. But
so we kept waiting, hoping that Australia. Yeah. We just kept thinking, "Oh, it's got to happen. It's got to happen." You know.
So for you, was it just a natural thing that would happen at some point, or was it a big? Did somebody propose, and was it all a big shock?
I proposed after Mark saying that I hadn't asked him. I wanted to make a big fuss. So I wanted to make, and after being together for 28 years, we were going on a holiday on a cruise in the Caribbean. We were very fortunate having a little holiday, and I'd planned to
RSVP's 30th anniversary cruise.
And I had planned to propose on the ship.
Right.
So being a composer, I'd written a piece of music, and actually on the cruise, I wrote the lyrics to the music. And I booked the wedding chapel because I needed a piano, obviously, to perform the song. So unbeknownst to Mark, I'd been doing all this in my room, just practicing and writing and working on the lyrics. And I had to get special permission to use the piano in the wedding chapel.
Great.
And I booked, got a dozen red roses, a bottle of vintage Dom, and the chocolate hearts, the red little chocolate hearts I've been collecting from the pillow. And I told Mark, 3 o'clock on Valentine's Day, I've got this little thing planned.
Oh.
And Mark was really upset because bingo was on.
Bingo's pretty special on that ship.
But I managed to convince him to come along. So he came into the chapel and we opened the champagne. I sat down at the piano, and literally the first time I sang the song with the piano was when I sang my proposal to Mark. And fortunately, he said yes.
Fantastic. And so, Mark, you had no idea?
I had no idea. I was actually thinking at one stage there, they were talking about the day before about booking cruises, and I was thinking of maybe we're booking the next cruise, which was an Alaskan one, and thought, oh, I'd really like to go on that. And then we started going upstairs, and I'm going, where are we going to? And then we went inside. I had a fair idea what might be going to happen, and then David just sat down at the piano and started singing a proposal, and I just started crying. And of course, it got to a stage where he said, in the words, "Will you be my Valentine? Will you marry me?" And it's sort of like, of course, I said yes. You know.
So that was Valentine's Day.
So it makes it easy for him to remember the date.
Yes.
That was the other.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. So that was Valentine's Day this year or last year?
This year.
This year.
This year.
Then what happened?
We actually finished the cruise, got off the ship, and we were staying in Fort Lauderdale, and we were about to fly to San Francisco the next day when we both sort of discussed would it be possible to get married in San Francisco? And the negativity that we've had from the Australian government for years and years and years thought, yeah, surely it wouldn't be possible. So the next morning, we had friends living in San Fran, Marissa and Michael, and we text them and ask them if they could find any impediments that we wouldn't be able to get married. And by the time we flew into Dallas, they had the information for us. We read that on the flight to San Fran, got in late that night, and David got online, and we needed to book two appointments, one for the marriage license and one for the marriage.
And we were so lucky. Literally, there was two spots left. So there was one. We got there Wednesday night. There was one on the Thursday to get the license, and there was one on the Friday to perform the ceremony. So
that did cause a bit of a dilemma, though.
Yeah.
Because the only thing we'd planned in the whole time we were in San Francisco was to go to Alcatraz,
right,
at 3 p.m. the next
afternoon. Because you've got a book. You got a book.
So it was then going to be marriage license or Alcatraz.
Same thing, really, but, you know.
Alcatraz has to wait.
Next trip. Did the process of going to the registry and was it all a bit too dry?
It was actually really moving and significant, and in San Fran, in City Hall, literally in the rotunda next to the bust of Harvey Milk and Moscone.
Yep.
And it was just, and the celebrant had been together with the same-sex celebrant with his partner of 27 years, and he'd only just got married the year before. So we were there with three of our friends, and it was just beautiful. In fact, and it was so easy to actually, all you needed was a photo ID, book it, pay the money, turn up, get married. And it just seemed so crazy. Here we are, the day before we've organised it, we can get married, 28 years together in Australia, and what are we waiting for?
I was so nervous. Like the day we went in to get the marriage licence, which was the day before, and everyone was just so lovely and so nice, and it was just such a good feeling. And there was an Asian couple getting married, and they needed a witness.
Yes.
And David saying, "Oh, I can witness," and I'm going, "But we're here to get our license. We've got a spot in 10 minutes." And they're going, "No, that'll be fine. Go."
Sorry, I managed. If I hadn't been a witness, they would have had to rebook.
Wow.
And they had the private. You could do a public or a private ceremony, and they did the private one. So I was their witness, and I took their camera. I was their professional photographer and witness. And I'm standing in the little room. I just had tears pouring down my face, thinking it was, and so significant for them, because if I hadn't have done that, that wouldn't have happened for them either. So it was.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And so a key question that's jumping out at me, you travelled to the Caribbean on a cruise. Mm. Did you pack any suits or is it just Speedos?
No suits.
No
at
suits?
All. No, well, it's.
So, did you,
it's
what did you get?
Mark had a thong.
Nice.
No, thongs, I mean, sorry.
So, did you nick out and have to get a suit or did you just get.
No, just
walk. We were just smart casual. We hadn't planned that. We actually hadn't planned the wedding. I had planned to propose, and the fact that it happened just meant it was meant to be. And yeah, it was meant to be.
And as David said, where we got married, you know, in City Hall in San Francisco, which is just a magnificent building, full of marble, and in the rotunda at the top, and just beside Harvey Milk statue. Mm. It was just a great experience. And our friend Cam, who we've travelled with a few times, and Marissa and Michael were there as witnesses, and it was just lovely. It would have been great that we could do it here.
Family and friends, sure.
Because
Those who haven't been to San Fran, I mean, the City Hall of San Francisco is probably, twice as big as Parliament House here?
It's amazing.
Two or three times as big. It's a huge building. It's a spectacular building.
It is beautiful. Yeah, and it's been renovated recently as well, and the marble and everything. I mean, if you've seen Harvey Milk or if you've seen the documentary, it features in the film and the documentary. So,
and it was so easy.
Yeah.
It's like the sky didn't fall, you know. It is okay for gays to marry, you know. I don't know why we can't do it in this country. And as soon as we come back into our country, our marriage is null and void.
We're going to discuss a lot more of that coming up very shortly. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
So on the show tonight, we are talking with David and Mark about marriage equality. We've just heard how it all happened over in San Francisco back in February. Proposal on the cruise ship. And then less than a week later, getting married in City Hall in San Francisco.
Six-day engagement.
Shotgun wedding.
Shotgun wedding. It only took 28 years to get there.
So tell us, you get back to Australia a few days later. You basically walk through the customs gates, and would it not be as if nothing's happened?
Well, I believe they actually used to have a letter at immigration saying that same-sex marriages weren't recognised. I'm not sure if that's actually the case, but
right. That
we certainly didn't feel that. We felt, obviously, we were disappointed that it's not recognised here, but we, from our perspective, we really wanted to make that commitment publicly, and we were, you know, it would have been lovely if we'd had family and friends, but...
Look, the love and support we got from our family and friends when we got back, and just the elation at us getting married was great. Most of them just said, why didn't you tell us? We would have been there. We wanted to be there.
Yeah.
This isn't fair, which is exactly how we feel ourselves, that it's not fair that we had to go to get married in San Francisco. San Francisco, great place to get married, but it's not recognised here, and that's just not fair.
So after 28 years, has the last 3 or 4 months been different? Do you have a different sense of self?
I get growled at more.
Impossible. No, it was funny. We came back. We were certainly on a high. That's how I felt.
Yeah,
that,
okay.
And even to
David
the point...
David told everybody even that we were married.
I was telling taxi
shop
drivers.
Shop assistants and chief.
But in San Fran, but not here. It was funny. No. Yeah. And I didn't feel that publicly I could make that statement back here. But over there... And people would just be embracing you and being so excited.
Even the Uber driver.
Yeah. We had a taxi driver. He was in tears of joy for us. So,
oh, wow.
But honestly, coming back here, that's not what you'd be doing down at the local deli.
So did it feel like going back in time 28 years?
Not going back in time. It felt – it reaffirmed our relationship. Mm-hmm. It was – good. What's happening back here with we're still waiting, we just felt good that we were able to do it. We were very fortunate that we were able to.
Yeah, we understood that. We knew how lucky we were to be able to go over there and do that. And so many people can't or can't even get to New Zealand and do it. Mm. And still the fact that it wasn't recognised here, we weren't really thinking of that. We was just still actually wanting. Because before we left, actually, we had thought of going on the Victorian registry just for legal recognition of our same-sex relationship.
Yes.
Just because we also wanted that legal safety guard, really, just to protect our relationship. And we had looked at doing that at the town hall, but obviously this is something else that came up.
And that's what something I wanted to explore a little bit, and you may know this better than I do. From what I've seen, a domestic partnership, I think that's what it's called now, domestic partner rights here in Australia, and Victoria in particular, provide pretty much the same type of legal protection as marriage. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct, yes. Same thing, though. We have medical power of attorneys and we have enduring power of attorneys as well, which is always a good thing to have regardless.
Yeah.
But
We've done so much over the years, because if you think when we did get together 28 years ago, there was no protection for same-sex couples.
So
legally,
you needed
at all.
To have a medical power of attorney, or if something happened, you wouldn't even have the rights to necessarily be with your partner. So, but yes, certainly that has changed now. Those laws have changed, and I believe the domestic partner is recognised.
So that raises a question for the cynics out there: is why bother? Why bother getting married? What's it mean?
To us, it was important. I think it was a recognition of the 28 years that we have been together, and just a feeling of self-worth. I know that doesn't sound right, but it's reaffirming.
It was a public expression of our commitment to each other, and honestly, it was such an emotional experience. I didn't think we would be that emotional about it when it happened, because it was a very short ceremony, and very simple. And we didn't, we didn't have any other words to say apart from what the normal ceremony was. And but we were certainly both emotional, and were.
Yeah, there's not many photos where I'm not crying.
Red eye reduction.
And then I suppose when we came back, despite it not being recognised, we still then had a celebration as well. And that really was like our post-wedding soiree. So we had a bit of a party with family and friends, and that was
it was great.
The love in the room. And I performed my wedding song. I was so nervous, but we had a little venue with a piano and I got up and sang it. And that was much harder than doing it to Mark, obviously, because it was so personal to me. But I also wanted to share it to everyone because it was, it came from my heart. And I'm quite a number of people in the room were touched as well. So, but the love in the room was palpable, and it was, from our perspective, it was a lot of fun and a great celebration.
And you think, like, we experienced that. There's so many couples out there that haven't experienced that and can't experience that at the moment. Mm. And hopefully the laws will change so they can. And there's no reason why they shouldn't. We just shake our heads in disbelief like a lot of couples.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We'll be continuing the conversation very shortly.
Hide and Seek. Joy 94.9.
You may not realise it, but you are still on Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. But love is in the air here tonight because we are talking marriage equality. With David and Mark, who in February headed over. Mark didn't realise this, but just heading over for a lovely cruise in the Caribbean, but ended up coming back a married man.
Absolutely no idea of it, but what a great thing to happen.
So you were saying, both of you sort of saying that, because marriage in Australia, equal marriage rights in Australia, legally, really, there's not a lot that it provides a couple. But it's the sense of, as you said, Mark, self-worth.
I think it is a sense of self-worth, but it's a sense that it's why can't we get married? And we're not asking to be married in a church. We're just asking to be married. We're just asking for the same rights. It's like we've written to our senators in the past. Like, we've both said that, both of our mothers have now passed away. They both loved a good wedding and they would have loved to have come, and we would like nothing more than to have them both present at our wedding, but that wasn't to be. And it's just why? And I can't understand why. And there's so many people out there who are feeling this the same way. And I know marriage isn't for everyone, and that's fine too, but it's something that we wanted to do and it was important for us. And now that we are married, it does feel good.
David, all indications are that it strengthens, even though you've been together for almost 30 years, the next 30, 20, 30, whatever, feel like they're going to be a lot stronger. Do you think that's the case?
I honestly hope so. But the funny thing is, I also felt I don't want to put the jinx on it either. And that's certainly, I'm sure that was in the back of our mind. Okay, well, we're finally tying the knot, and what happens next? Okay, well, do we have to give back the toaster now or what? So
it's a good toaster.
In all honesty, it really was an important, significant, and same. We're still fighting for the right for it to be recognised here, and still cannot believe that is the case. But we even had to make an appointment at the American consulate to get a form notarised so we could actually get a copy of our marriage
certificate,
license.
Which we finally got only a couple of weeks ago, and it was holding that certificate that I finally went, yes, it is real. It's like on proper parchment and it's a real document. And David said to the notary at the American Embassy,
I actually said, after he'd notarised the form, I said, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing us to get married in your country. And his response was, well, we were happy to have you. I mean, and you couldn't get a better response than that. And it's just a pity that that wasn't here.
So over the next month or so, it seems like here in Australia there'll be a lot of debate happening. As we've seen, the ALP announced that they're going to be pushing for it starting next Monday. what's your recommendation to our community about how to respond to this?
I think the AustralianMarriageEquality.org is a website that's a good reference, and I believe there is a page on that where you can put in your postcode for where you live, and they will tell you what your member of your MP is, whether they are for or against, and you can then write to them if you would like to then say you give your own opinion, or that's what we have done. But that's certainly a good place to start, and I think just even talking about it is, that's why we wanted to come on air and just talk about it, because we are so lucky. We're still hoping. We don't even know whether our marriage will be recognised when they change the law, whether we actually have to go through it again or not. I mean,
that'd be all right. Another party.
I was going to ask that. Is it that you'll have another party?
I don't know if we do another ceremony, but we don't need another party. We've still got to pay for the last one. And, the credit card from the trip.
But it's been a big year.
Yeah.
So, look, just as we start wrapping up, a big thank you for coming on tonight and talking about what's happened and the proposal and the ceremony and all that. It certainly seems to be, it is a very significant issue, and even the Prime Minister is saying it's a significant issue for our country to have this debate. Over the last 24 hours, you said that. So, thank you so much for all of that. But just before you leave, I just wanted to touch on something else, and that is, David, that we should note that you are, of course, we know you because you are our hide-and-seek podcaster.
Yes, and that means I can take all the ums and ahs out, so it'll sound good.
Perfect. So how did you get involved in Joy?
I've been a long-time listener. We've both been members of Joy, I think,
16 on years
or so, and recently patrons for the last couple of years, but I think I started volunteering nearly a year ago, and was lucky to get this show because I learned some things. That's why I'm thinking coming on this show. We've been probably a bit too vanilla for your general audience, so thank you for putting up with us.
Not at all. That's not a problem at all. So 16 years you've been members, you reckon?
It's somewhere back there.
Because, of course, Radiothon starts this coming Friday, the 29th, a big week of radio right here across Joy 94.9. And the theme is Remember Joy. Remember Joy as we head towards the end of the financial year and become a member. So why is Joy important to you guys?
I've always found it's really important, especially when we're living out in the suburbs, being able to listen to Joy, even though we weren't around the city area, it brought us up to date with what was happening and the areas, where nightclubs and places were that we weren't going to because we were just boys in the suburbs. And I just think it's so important for not only people in the country but people overseas as well who haven't got the opportunity, like, to have people supporting around them that they can listen to a radio station. It's an amazing station, what it does, and I've always felt really strongly about that. And it's like us coming in talking about our marriage, if this helps someone, that's great too, and it's people out there that think, oh no, I'd never be able to do that. Well, why not? You can, and I think of young people growing up in the country, as I said, with no support whatsoever, and they can tune in or they can listen to Joy. And they know that someone else out there is just like them and they're not on their own. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of support. There's a lot of shows across every gamut of society that would make everyone happy. And that's why we've been members for so many years. I just think it's really, really important.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's such a positive resource for kids, for anyone, for listening, for someone that's questioning, someone just knows there is somebody else out there that's thinking along the same lines, which is so important. It really is.
David and Mark, thank you so much for telling us your story this evening about your marriage. And look, hopefully you'll be able to have a party very, very, very soon.
Woohoo!
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We'll be back to wrap things up very shortly.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hide-and-seek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay, and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.